Two Manners of Life with Brother Titus Chu. Message 6.
Now you have to realize on this earth there is that divine and mystical realm. Am I right? And we shared, last night we added, you know, parallel, going along with the divine mystical realm, there's also a satanic kingdom. Right? It's okay. This was typified, portrayed from the very beginning of the Bible. In God's creation, two trees are there, right? One is the tree of life. One is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Then we covered based on Jacob and Esau. You see, these two has two manners of life. And all of these we brought back because I realized after I shared with you about Esau and Jacob, many of you understand only doctrinally. You don't know how to experience. So I bring back to the very beginning of in Genesis chapter 4 and 5. That is, after fall of Adam. After fall of Adam, he begat two sons. Eventually, both are not mentioned in the lifeline of Genesis. In the lifeline, he begat Abel. In the other line, he begat Cain. Cain means gain. Abel means emptiness. Now, why so? Because Cain is the first one. You know, God has promised Adam that the descendant of his wife, that is Eve, will bruise the head of the snake. You know, and Adam just about lost everything. He's more like a millionaire, bankrupt, actually, much more than that. When he was before the fall, everything, most beautiful, most splendid, most enjoyable. Am I right? That he literally lived in the word. I borrowed the word. It's not a good word. Paradise. You know, in human literature, there is two famous books written by Milton. Right? Paradise Lost. You know what? Paradise Regained. The two famous books. It's a portraying. How? Portraying. How? That all Christ. God has Adam's fall and eventually has come back again based on the Bible. Actually, I tell you, Western literature in the early times are all based on the Bible. Actually, the whole Western civilization is dominated by the Bible. But whatever, there was a paradise, seemingly. Adam was very happy. And after the fall, I used a word yesterday the brother didn't review. The physics has changed. You see, that's a crucial word, because everything is decided by physics. Am I right? Isn't Einstein how do you say that? Physicist. Am I right? Einstein is the one developed a theory called relativity. I couldn't believe, according to relativity, the black hole turns. I just saw the news in the newspaper. And recently, the sign was true. The black hole turns. I couldn't believe what kind of mind is this with Einstein. He can see things according to theory, come to its conclusion. So profound. But the fall of man, remember this, huh? After the fall of man, the physics of this earth, of human life, all changed. Formerly, there's nothing called death. Now, the death come in. Am I right? I tell you. Even not only Adam get mad with the snake, even the tigers, even the lions, even the trees and flowers all get mad with him. Isn't that a verse? True, right? All the creatures was groaning. In other words, they all were saying, we were marvelous, how come we come to this pitiful place today? So when Adam begot Cain, even Adam was in the tree of knowledge. stood and said, I got it. I got it. Because God did promise me that Eve's descendant, right, Eve's seed will bruise Satan's head. Now we made it. But Cain is growing. He realized, no, that won't work. So he got another one. So he called his name of Abel, means empty. Nothing works, basically. He looked at the horse, nothing works. I tell you, brother, that realization is not bad. What Satan gave you are the three things, right? Name, power, authority, and what? Fame. I tell you, then until you see nothing works, you would always try to gain something of Satan. You try to gain a name. You try to gain power. You try to gain money, wealth. Am I right? I tell you, brother, but do you realize, even you are not in this realm, even you follow the Lord, let me ask you, can a Christian become rich? Yesterday I did say, to be in poverty is sin. But I didn't say, to be rich is sin. Did you realize that? I never used that word. Wealthiness, money, to be wealthy is sin, is sinful. But I say, to be wealthy leads to corruption. Do you know the difference or not? I tell you, let me ask you, when you are, as a Christian, love the Lord, can you become wealthy or not? Pardon? Possibly. When you are a Christian, can you become famous or not? When you are a Christian, can you become powerful or not? I tell you, don't look after it. You have to answer this way. The Lord gives. I'm not for this. I'm for Christ. For I'm for Christ, I don't know how Lord will lead me. Maybe among you, one day, you got, among you, one of your brothers, have three PhDs. Every 2 years, get one. Did I tell you? The world PhDs are in the line of ERED, or ERED, right? Which means rapid. And the full-timer is hard. You've been full-time 13 years, 14 years already, right? 13 years. If you were working on your PhD, the first one's 5 years, the second one's 2 years, another one 2 years, you are having five PhDs already. You can live on your PhDs. But you're serving the full-time. After 13 years, you're still treated as a young, slow. Do you have a... But maybe among you, someone got three PhDs and become famous, but not out of your pursuing, yet out of Lord's leading. So don't, after last night's hearing, I went home. I'm a little bothered. I said, well, I didn't tell you, young people can become wealthy. And young people can become famous. And young people can become status, can have status, powerful, assertive. But young people should not pursue this with the wisdom and energy God has given them. If it does come to you, Lord gave it to you. But you don't promote. Do you remember? Actually, even among us, if anyone promotes any name, God is not happy. God has to be the one. He made it. Okay, now, we come back to this. After Abel, he got killed. And of course, then God has given him another person. His name is Seth. Seth is the resurrected Abel. Abel has death. Seth has resurrection. Abel means emptiness. Seth means appointed. Am I right? Now, out of the death of Abel, there is the appointed Seth. Then you have the continuation of Seth. You beget Enosh. Enosh means what? Means mortal. Out of Enosh, you beget Canaan, right? Somewhat spelled like this, right? Canaan means what? Gain. Out of Canaan, you get, let me write here, M-A-H-A-L-A, then L-E-E-L. Someone, if you learn the Hebrew word, this must mean a lot. This must be a lot. Sorry, I'm not a language specialist, neither did I really study. Do you realize how much am is used here? Ma. You get my point? Means what? This means God is splendor. Can you consider this, huh? Number one, I'm appointed. Okay, this can be the portrait of the divine mystical realm. Out of the death of Christ, produces divine mystical realm. Then he begets us with all these experiences, and we were put into these heavenly places, in this divine mystical realm. Did you get it or not? So for instance, suppose I ask you, Jeff, where are you?
I'm in the divine mystical realm.
Okay. Now, who are you? The answer is, I'm one with Seth. Seth is abundant. I'm also abundant. Seth is in heavenlies. I'm also in the heavenlies. Seth is in resurrection. I'm also in resurrection. So can you say that? I'm in resurrection. I'm in the heavenlies. I am abundant.
Amen.
It's not fair. Brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters,
amen.
I am in resurrection.
Amen.
I am in the heavenlies.
Amen.
I am appointed.
Amen.
I am one with Seth.
Amen. I tell you all, before creation, this is already there. Right? Because we were predestinated before the foundation of the earth. One day, you are regenerated. You are brought into the reality of the divine mystical realm. So don't think this divine mystical realm is too mysterious. Mystical does not necessarily mean mysterious. It's just marvelous. A divine realm which is more than marvelous. Am I right? So who are you? Every Christian in their regeneration, they are brought into this divine mystical realm.
Amen.
Then, I tell you, it's an interesting part. Most Christians, after they got brought into the realm, they descended back to the kingdom of Satan and began to join the tree of knowledge and good and evil. I want to do something for the Lord. So very few Christians realize, now I begin my Christian life. Number one, I am weakness. I'm fragile. I'm weak. I need the Lord. I need Lord's mercy. You know what I tell you, just to know your innards may take you 5 years. May take you 3 years. How many Christians like to say, oh, dear brothers and sisters, I'm fragile. I never heard one testimony. Even that lady pursued the Lord in Song of Songs, Shulamite. Even she would say, oh, I'm black. He wouldn't use the word fragile. Mortal. I'm black. Quickly he said, but God, I'm fragile, but I'm strong, because I have Christ, you see. Oh, do you need all these explanations? You know, sometimes I see some ladies fighting. It was funny, huh? The lady is not necessarily that rich, but she doesn't want people to see she's poor. So she will buy things, she'll say, I'll buy this. For instance, this tape, which is not so expensive. The wealthy will buy a better brand. She buys tape. Do you know why I buy this tape? She'll explain. It's because I didn't bring enough cash. Do you think the wealthy would do the explanation? My father is because of wealth. Would they even care? Or someone from mainland China and came to Taiwan, became poor. They bought this tape. If you were mainland China, I'll buy another brand. I always hear this kind of talk. Have you? You know what I mean? I have a cross. You know, the reason why my cross is not gold. You know, cross has three kinds. One is silver, which is worth cheapest. One is this, I don't know what this kind of stuff is made. One is gold, which is very expensive. The reason why I don't have a gold, because I don't want to be so fleshly. Brother, even I do have a soul, I don't need to explain to everybody, right? When I explain, that only means I still admire that gold. Then let me tell you why I have these two. Because for years, I used two people. I always mess up which is red, which is black. You get my point? So one day I went, bought a red, and put away that cheap stuff. I realized it's really ugly. So I went to buy another black. Usually I need to hear everybody explain, you know. Brother, all these explanations only shows I admire the gold but can't afford it. The young people, just like this. You know, I got to the movie last week. Oh, I don't know how that didn't get me. But praise the Lord, I was every morning, watch every morning last week too. What does that mean? That means you don't agree with the fact you're just Enos. Enos never explained. I'm just poor, that's it. While you're eating pure bread, only bread, and while you're only eating mantou and not bao. You know the difference between mantou and bao. Mantou is steamed bread, right? Bao means with meat inside. Why are you eating only mantou and not bao? I can't afford it. Why you have a tie that is too old? That's only one tie I have. I don't care because that's me. No Christian like that. Dear sister, brother, what's your name? My name's Enos. No. You have to, I'm Enos, but do you know, actually I'm that, you know. I'm in the divine mystical realm, but for some reason I always come out, I don't know why. Why you got all these explanations? Because you refuse to say, I am fragile. Let me tell you all, one of the biggest blessings Lord gave to you is for you to see, who are you? I'm fragile. I'm weak. What can I do? I can only call upon him. When I say, I call upon him means what? I need help. Do you get my point? You know, suppose I'm at home. All of a sudden, Melody, my daughter, she's here. She heard that. I was yelling in my room. Mom! I call my wife mom too, right? Yeah, that's very common. You follow your kids, eventually the mother, your wife become mom, your husband become dad. Mom! You know what's happening, right? That means I need help. Come to my age at 60, I wouldn't call, Mom! Says what? Come and give me a kiss. That'd be cute. You get my point? Mom! That means what? I need help! And there's no shame about it, right? Then my wife comes in, what do you want? Where's my socks? It's right on the, I'm fragile. I tell you all, you call. Why you call? Because you need him. You realize, without him, I cannot go up. Without him, I'm improper. Without him, I'm unhealthy. I really need him.
Amen.
I tell you, brother, this is a big learning. Whosoever knows he's in us, he knows the growth. The reason why you young people don't grow so well, because your finger is used to count your, we apply a job, you make a recipe. Recipe, not recipe, right? Recipe. In 1987, I was seventh grade, I was in summer school of truth. In 1988, I was ninth grade, I was in summer school of truth. In 1990, I was in summer school of truth. I tell you, you're finished. Why? You're not enough anymore. You're summer school. Brother, are you enough? Or are you a summer school? Let me ask you again. You always sit in the front. It's my regulation. But in the past, you don't need the regulation to sit in the front. And always sit at the edge of the chair, you know, lefty side. Now the ship, praise the Lord. Isn't that your practice? Now, the fingers stick up. In 1996, I finished my university.
Wow.
big chance. In 1996, I went to Anaheim. Wow, another big chance. In 1996, I went to Fulham 20. Wow. And when you sleep, teaches us, wow. I have a few shots, everybody lay down on the floor. You have become the only hero. Have you learned? Lord, what's wrong with me? Year after year. I didn't grow stronger and stronger. I grew weaker and weaker. Do you understand what I'm talking about? How come after I come to Anaheim for full-time training for 1 year, I become more limited. Formerly I can preach and subdue everybody. Now everybody subdue me. You know, brother, I live on 60, close to 62. I wait quiet because I know United, US Air, when you are 62, your ticket is cheaper. Praise the Lord for that. Anyway, so when one day I called, I don't know why, all of a sudden he asked, how old are you? Maybe my voice is old now. I say, close to 62, not yet. He says, well, sorry, you have to wait till you're 62. You can get cheaper ticket. So I'm waiting. Okay. When I was young, don't try to subdue me. In truth, I get you. In life, I get you. In utterance, I get you. In operation, I get you. Whatever you do, I get you. Well, now I'm 62. Every one of you, you treat me right. You understand what I'm talking about? In the past, back in the 84, you were under my prison. Am I a tough teacher? Oh, good. Thank you. Used to be the young people see me, they're scared. This man is too strict. Now everybody, hey, Grandpa. Why? Because I got... The older I grow, the more I grow, the more I realize, who am I? Innocent. I'm mortal. I'm fragile. I don't even have to let you know I'm a good speaker. I'm able. The Lord is going to use me. I'm 62 now. How much can the Lord use me? The Lord can use you. But if the Lord uses you, the first thing you have to remember is that, who am I? Innocent. I'm fragile. I tell you. All the spiritual gain, acquisition, Canaan, all the spiritual gain come from your realization that I am innocent. The more you know how fragile you are, the more you are able to apprehend spiritual things. For Christians to boast, I got it, I see it, is stupid. You didn't realize, no matter how much you see, compare with the Bible description of Christ. How portray Christ? Unsearchable riches. Let me ask you, when the word unsearchable riches used, what does that mean? Then no matter how search, it's no search. Because it's unsearchable, right? When the Bible says, that I may know the unsearchable riches of Christ, what does that mean? That means confess. You are in us. Don't say that now we see. All those who say now I see, we see, do not really see. All those who say, oh Lord, I'm just in us, Lord says, then you qualify yourself to experience me. Now you qualify yourself to gain me. Do you remember? You see, why? Why? Let me tell you how. Why? The Lord hates mixture. Think how clear-cut are these two spheres, two realms. Either you are divine mystical realm, the realm of spirit with the ministry of Christ, or you are in the physical realm, the realm in the world. The world, am I right? With the Satan as the god of this world, prince of this age, with Satan leads. Either you are of God or you are of Satan. God hate mixture. God hate. You offer something to God. At the same time, enjoy something for yourself. You get it or not? Think about it. Yeah. You get it. Yeah. Yeah. He was full-time for 3 years now, right? He didn't do top good. You know why? Because he didn't work for his father. And there's harder things to tell his father, your son shouldn't work for you. And the harder thing to tell a son, you shouldn't work for your father. All the other easy. You know, if this is an offering from a company, I just say, get about, burn it. But his father, what can he do? The son can't see the father put on the spot. Do you get my point? But even that, you know, John, you have all your life been concerned, right? Then you were in full-time, 2 years, right? And very privileged. Then you became a full-timer. Full-time, 2 years in Anaheim. Then you became a full-timer in Chicago. How many years now? 3 years now. So including 2 years now, 5 years. Including 2 years in Anaheim, 5 years. Let me ask you. After fighting 5 years, you become more a Cain. I got it! Or more a Canaan. I got it. All of my weaknesses. The more I follow the Lord, the more I realize, oh Lord, I'm limited. The more I follow the Lord, the more I say, Lord, I am just Enos. I'm fragile. I'm mortal. I'm limited. I tell you, no one can boast the Lord. Lord, thank you. I love you. Everyone has to say, Lord, thank you. It's all your mercy. Why? Because who am I? I'm Enos. All of Enos. There is real gain. The Canaan produced acquisition. Acquisition is what? I pay a price. In the department, in the large company, there's acquisition department, which is purchasing department. Means everything I do, I pay the price for it. That is acquisition. You see, English language, whenever there's A on top of it in the first word, it means active. Do you realize that? Do you realize that? You see, we learn English different ways you do. That's why we understand English more than you do. But our English is not as good as you are because you're born with it. Do you realize? All the word ah means something provoking, produced. It's make an effort. Acquisition. My word, it doesn't come to me. I just, you can puzzle, pick up many, many words. Quickly, with A starts, active. Do you get my point? You can quickly with A. Many words. Hey, my daughter's good with this. Do you have any words? You don't like grace? No. Then you're wrong. I know my English. My English is good at this. Think about it. Let me think. Give me some word. We start with A. Huh? Accurate, no, that doesn't work. You have to be, what? Things, yeah, things relate to actions. Acknowledge, that's a good word. Knowledge is one thing. Acknowledge another thing. I made an effort, I know it. I acknowledge means not just come. Something happened, I see it. I acknowledge this. What else? Accomplish, same thing. Accomplish. I made an effort to get it done. Accomplish. I accomplish it. Yeah? Have another word. Aspiring is the same. Aspire. I'm aspired and I'm inspired different. Do you get my aspire means inspired means things happen to me, I see it. Aspire means I make an effort, I see it. Oh. Now you see why I see try maintenance. Because of my English. My English is another school. But this school of English really makes sense. Anyway, only when you know your Enos, you will have acquisition. You get something. I got it by what? By paying a price. What is your price? By try. And all the trying only prove one thing. I am. Let me ask you. It's very interesting. Where's your friend? Okay. He went back. This comes for a few days. Okay. Here's a Harvard student. Here's another Harvard student. You know, Harvard's supposed to be one of those nerd center. And top students go there, nerd center. Okay. Am I right?
Let me ask you, when you get to Harvard, aren't you proud of it? If I can say this, my daughter got into Princeton. That's her first choice. In the school, they call her Princeton. It was so honorable. You know, brothers, this is the first learning you should have. It's not easy learning. The first learning you should have, learn. When I enjoy a sense with you in the heavenlies, in the divine, mystical realm, when I'm ready to enjoy all the riches, explore all the riches, Lord, the first thing I know is I'm enough. I am so limited. All of these, I gain. Then all of this gain, something happened from my heavenly, which means what? God is splendor. The self disappears. Do you get my point? Usually young people have like to say, God is marvelous, I'm good too. But God only likes to hear he's marvelous. He doesn't like to hear you are good too. Whoever God hears you are good too, he says, go down. Enjoy the word of Satan for a few years and come back again. And then you go down and you try to obey name, whatever. Don't think everybody get it. You get my points? This is a bait. This is a bait of Satan. Right? Maybe that is a worm from the dirt, which is called name. And you are a fish. Satan was there to me. The fishing pool. And you bite. Many times I tell you, even that worm from the dirt, you cannot get it. You try 3 years, get flunked and flunked. Then eventually, you came back to the Lord. Lord, I'm nothing. I can't do anything. Lord, I need your mercy. Lord says, now do you know who are you? Lord, I'm Enos. You got it. Then you begin to say, God, you are splendor. Now this time is different. You cannot say, I'm good too. You can only say, Lord, all you, only you are splendor. Oh, now I know, Lord. I know God. God is splendor. Hallelujah for this very God. You know, brother, all of these, when you say God is splendor, God says, okay, you really mean that, okay, so what? So pay a real price to become Jerry, which means what? Descending, to come down. This is where we stopped last time, right? Come down. Why? Because when you have something, you walk differently. You don't know how to come down. In the church life, there's always two groups. You realize among young people, which I really hate, tell you honestly, bothers me. Both groups bother me. One group with their pen. I don't know what happened. The young man's pen. Never come to their waist. They come low. And their, how do you call this stuff? Has to be real big. And their shirt has to be real loose. And they walk. This is one group. And sometimes two or three. And I tell you, the whole church don't look at me. You don't look at me? We go drink. You know that? Lord covered me. I didn't know that. Actually, the first time I heard a group of high school students went out to drink, I literally was shocked. You know, the brothers won't let me know these things. But I could find out later, right? When I found out, I said, wow, you mean after all the summer schools, they go to drink? Oh, brother, if I say this, my tear will come up. These are our second generations. Grow up in the church. What happened that these second generations will go to the world like this? Do you get my point? Brothers go to drink together. This is, you know, drink is a very unpleasant thing. Remember what happened to Noah. He got drunk. Do you get my point? He got drunk. the Bible says, number one, become a farmer. What's happened to you? They got drunk. I tell you, brother, when I heard this, I was literally shocked. And the shock stayed with me for many days. I was before the Lord, repenting and repenting. Lord, you must forgive me. I took the lead. We served the high schooler together. Why the high schooler would go and drink? Then I considered, that is because in the church life, we're so short of Jared. We have another group of high schoolers who are basically spirit. I tell you, tonight, we got to go back to North Shore. You see how frustrating the meeting here, everything. No water, no tea, no air conditioning, no tape, no microphone. Tonight, this is a decision. Tonight, we meet North Shore. From now, we meet North Shore. If you want me here, you got to prepare. If you cool this room yesterday, it will not be that hot. It is when you come, you had no preparation for this meeting. Do you get my? You don't learn the real thing. Whosoever handled this, you got to go to Lord and tell Lord, now I really know I'm Enos. Even a meeting in my place, nothing spiritual, I don't know how to handle it. You see how frustrating it is? All of a sudden come up and change the table and come up. I come back now. What happened to this? I consider, we do have many good brothers and sisters. But you know what's happened? Whenever we have some good brothers, good sisters, for some reason, they become another group. They walk now differently now. They walk very spiritually. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Isn't the ministry rage? The ministry is very rich, but you are too high. All of a sudden, you know, brother, the church life is frustrated. Not necessarily the weaker ones like to be weak. It's the good ones force weak ones to be weak. Do you understand what I'm talking about? The weaker ones also like to be strong. Let me ask you, which second generation grew up in the church do not like to be a healthy one, love the Lord, love God? But for some reason, we got so many mahalo, but we don't have one Jared. Not one. No one like to descend. Sometimes people come to me and tell us, I want to spend some time with you. I think very fine. So we sit down. And I can see that I always had a feeling, what's wrong with me? One day Brother Lee said this. Brother Lee, in message, this is in 1950. He said, many of you, brother, tell me you are afraid of me. I don't have a machine gun in front of me. I don't have a cannon behind me. 前面没有机关枪, 后面没有迫击炮. What are you afraid of? You know, brother, I don't talk about Brother Lee. He's very godly. Sometimes I wonder, do I behave peculiar? I lost my normality. I don't have to be a man, a God man. I'm very God and not a man. When people see me, it's very biblical, right? When I see your face, I think I'm seeing God's face. Isn't that very common in the Old Testament? I remember many times people say, David and so forth, all say the same thing. When I see your face, I see God's face, so please forgive your servant, say something. You know, brother, in the church life, that's not right. The more spiritual you are, the more you have to learn to be Jared. Right. You have to learn to descend. Calm down. Learn to calm down. Learn to be someone. Learn to be very easy to approach. One thing impressed me. Of course, I still don't understand what's happened. But one brother said, Watchman has five. And he's a bunch of coolies. You know, the coolies in China are really coolies. They smell real bad. And well, they hard labor. And the Chinese do not have that much water. Neither do they have a culture of taking shower every day. Especially in the northern China, there's no water. People say they take showers 3 days, three times a lifetime. When he was born, when he married, after he died, three times. Well, you say, what kind of person is this? Don't ask me. But if you were in a certain part of northern China, you would understand. A few years ago I was there, I can see that. The water is not even drinkable and very scarce. Water is very precious to them. You know, if you want a cup of tea, you can't. Because that water produced tea. The water taste, the bitter taste, is stronger than tea. So they have to put something to take away the water taste, to be overstrong. Do you get my point? So that when they make up tea, they put all kinds of stuff in to produce a cup of tea. I can see that. Of course, this also is ancient time. They don't understand the principle of what sanitary, how do you say that?
Sanitary.
Hygiene. They don't understand the principle of hygiene. Well, anyway, these people are smell bad, dirty. You know, this is what called a peri, how do you call this? You know, people. Rickshaw. These are rickshaw, you know, carry the rickshaws. I mean, watch my niece, all a bunch of rickshaw. And they were swinging dice, is that English? Playing. And watch me just join in and talk to them. Then some brother invite watch my niece to their home to eat. And there's not much food. They give them the dumpling and the onion and so forth, and the fly come, landed on the bread. And they have no feeling, you know, once the steamed bread will put on the table. All the flies were there. Okay. Now have some, and everybody's beginning to eat. I would even at least peel the bread, because I'll be scared to death. What is on this? Watchmen, he witnessed me, it's the same I heard, both. They just eat as if nothing, talking to brother. Oh, I learned, Lord Jesus, when can we have this kind of descendant? Who have any brother have any spiritual reality? Well, all of a sudden, not reality, spiritual taste. All of a sudden, they walk like Mary. And the brothers walk like Joseph, Jesus' father. Nobody knows what he's doing. But anyway.
So
spiritual. I mean, Lord, cover me. Even listen. If Jesus' mother, I better be careful. I don't mean that statue care. I mean, to honor Jesus, honor the mother. Listen, his prayer. I'm a servant. I'm a maid of the Lord. I tell you, brother, be careful. You got to learn not only God is splendor. I know God. You also have to learn to descend. You say, oh, finally I got it. So when they go to East Clinwood, I also go watch East Clinwood. Don't. But buy tickets for them. I heard it. One day I was with my daughter in the mall walking. Then my daughter said, Dad, don't turn back. I said, what? Don't turn back. So I know something's happening. So I wouldn't turn back. Later, I turned back. I found out that's a theater. I can tell you what, huh? Definitely, my daughter saw a bunch of either brothers or sisters in group buying tickets watching TV. That's watching movie. That's why my daughter told me, Dad, don't turn back. She's watched. Then I tell you the story Brother Lee told me. Brother Lee told us how to work with young people who were in college. He said, if you're on the street, you see a young brother, say, hey brother, where are you going? That brother would be very embarrassed. Eventually the brother says, well, tell you honestly, I'm going to go watch a movie. See? I feel very interested. I feel now is the time. Let's see how Brother Lee will handle the case. You know, if I were you, no need to watch a movie. Let's go to the just some ice cream. 31 flavor, 61 flavor, half two scoops. Get him out of it, right? But you get him out of it, you'll watch it again after ice cream. Brother Lee says, you walk with him to the theater. I get nervous. So Lord Jesus, one got into the theater, not two got him. He said, you walk him. Fellowship with him, talk with him, just that nothing's there until you get to the theater. Then you ask the brother, do you want me to buy a ticket for you? His word is, 身上方便不方便? That's Chinese. That's old Chinese word. He is politely asked, do you have enough money? Of course he has, otherwise he wouldn't go to the theater, right? So I would translate, do you want me to buy you a ticket? After that day, brotherly shared, I went home, I get bothered. Not bothered, puzzled. Now, from now, I don't know how to serve young people anymore. When I serve young people, I say, give everything to the Lord. Rise up,
fight for Lord's kingdom and give up the world.
Now I see young people go to theater. I need to buy his ticket.
What is this?
Brother, I grow older. The more I grow, the more I realize there's a definitely need in serving the saints, that is, to defend yourself. But don't partake of the worldliness, don't partake of the sin. Where are you going? America's interest, wherever they can go like this, means a lot happens. What are you doing? Look, especially two, three brothers, Australian birds. Three are as a crop go to buy beers to drink wine. Hey, the middle brother. Hey, brother, where are you going? I said, some young ones, they just bypass or walk another road. Then, brother, where are you going? You know, you just get, there's the word, get higher, or something like that. To drink means what, kill. Do you have a word for that? You young people have a word? Huh? All right, just use my word. Okay, we buddies come together, we want to become wiser. Buddy wiser, right? That really makes sense. In the beginning, I don't understand why that beer is called Buddy Wiser. Then I realized, when you drink beer, you don't drink by yourself. A buddy is a group of people. The more they drink, the more they become wiser to commit things. What are you doing? We buddy are together, want to become wiser. Brother, how would you handle it? How, you would just run away? Do you know how to descend? Yet not partake of their worldliness, improperness. You can't say that is a sin. To drink beer is not a sin. Do you get my point? You say, okay, to drink beer is not a sin. Let me drink beer. Then to drink beer become a sin because you drink it. The other drink is not a sin. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Then I tell you, brothers, how would you handle a case when you see three young brothers as a company, as buddies, go become wiser? How would you handle it? Friend, how would you handle it? Here you see me and Jim. That is where I'm going. We buddies don't know what we want, is it? We're just buddies want to become wiser. How would you handle it? He's right. I don't know. Because they don't go! Who are you? You see, I don't drink. I drink more for your sake. You mess up. You say, please go. Okay, tell him, please go. Have a good time. How dare you say this? So why would you do it? Should you be very religious? What? 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 Oh. What? You want to be wiser? Oh, Lord Jesus! I tell you, now they're not only wiser, they are mad at you. They become mad. Oh, what are you trying to do this for? What kind of religion did you get? You religious guy or something. You know, the second guy who know how to get you. Oh, well, they have to, this religion, this is not life. They say, then his body become wiser, his life. Well, at least we're happy. You're not even happy. And they mean that. I know that. Some second generation try to stick very hard in the recovery. Don't be left out. And they're not necessarily happy. Why? Because they don't know how to enjoy this life. They don't know how to enjoy the divine mystery. None of at least we're genuine, you hypocrites. Oh, Lord Jesus. Make it even worse. What would you do? I tell you all. Defending is much harder learning to know your weaknesses. Number one, you have to know, oh Lord, I'm so weak. Number two, you have to learn to defend. It's much harder. You say, then Titus, you after you say the whole thing, you tell me what to do. Man says, I don't know about it. But, do you love them? Are you ready to defend? If you're ready to defend, just pretend you didn't know. They say, we body come together, we like to be wiser. Oh, someone asks, what is that? You know, then you get to the mountain. Oh, then how far? Oh, that's it. I'll walk you a few steps. Don't talk about, the last meeting was very good. He said, here, comes again. Talk about anything. The sister all of a sudden began to say, do you know how they make Chinese a food called a tang yuan? What is that? Tang yuan. What is that? Say tang yuan. Yeah, tang yuan. You know how to make tang yuan? What is that? Oh, a Chinese sister taught me. Tang yuan. You start something. Hey, sister. Come home. I learned that. It's very interesting. Come home. I'll teach you how to work it. All of a sudden, that spiritual sister all of a sudden become different. She's a human now. Finally, every time those, you know, who are struggling, there's a spiritual brother, they always don't understand what kind of life do they get. They're not human. Yet neither do they have wings to fly. They're just in the air, floating. Now they descended by this little tang yuan. You know how to make tang yuan? Get a Chinese teacher. That will be your best outreach. You'll get many people saved by tang yuan. Even your friends. Hey, I want to invite you to my home. For what? Tang yuan. What is tang yuan? You come, you know, a very delicate, tasty Chinese food. Very easy to make. It only takes you 20 minutes, you can make a lot of them. Am I right or not, the Chinese sister? Do you know how to make tang yuan? Do you, sister? Nia? You. Are you Chinese? You're not. Oh, sorry. Let me find the Chinese sister. Oh. Yeah, very easy. Why don't you teach all the sisters? At least you know how to descend. Can you get my point? The brother may be different. My brother may say, well, you know, brothers, it's very good, you know. We were playing basketball Saturday afternoon. And we're short of someone. Hey, you're just right. If you join in, we'll all have a good time. What? Are you called on the name of the Lord? No, pray not. I tell you, some young brother feel the whole thing is fake. You know it's real. But you must know how to descend to properly bring them back to the Lord's presence. Once they taste it, they will say, I know it's real. Why to them? You say, but they grow up in the church. Why it's not real? That's because you have so much summer school of butchering. You kill them all. If you have always summer school of life, summer school of life, summer school of life, life upon life, like these meetings, these are meetings of life. I didn't teach you a lot of doctrines. You know how to enjoy. Then eventually I tell you, no young people will not love the Lord. Young people desire to love the Lord. And I tell you this, quickly, many young ones will be restored. By what? By someone learn to discern.
Amen.
Even no purpose, no goal. I grew up with Vernon. I grew up with him. When we were 5 years old, we both used our sleeve to clean our nose. I did that even in sixth grade, I said to that. And here's very dirty. A sixth grade already, but 9 years old. And that is winter, cold winter in Xi'an, Shaanxi, northern China. And I go like this. We were doing this together. Now we grew up, he's an overcomer. I'm a defeated somebody wondering, always finding some buddies to get wiser. And he came. Nothing. He came to my home. Hey, Titus. You come for what? Hey, nothing. What? Nothing. I miss you. I still remember. I tell you, do you know how much that will produce? Because every time you knock at the door, I know why you come. I'm going tomorrow. Don't come in. Do you know what I'm going tomorrow? I'll go to meeting tomorrow. Don't come in. No descending, but business.
learn to be saved. He opens the door a little, you put your feet in, look at him, he cannot push you back. He says, I'm going tomorrow. No. I just want to have some coffee with you. Do you have coffee? Well, I have instant. Fine, it's good enough for me. You descend. Now you descend to his bedroom, and all the young people's bedroom are fabulous display of their messiness. All over the socks on the table, the pants on the pillow. Jigam, am I right or not? No, you. Hey, how are you? About the same age, right? Hey, tell you, I don't know what's happened. I didn't do too well with my physics. What? You don't talk about your Lord. You talk about physics. Then, if you want, I did very well. I found one thing I beat you up. You are spiritual. I'm good at physics. I did very well. I should help you. All of a sudden, now you really have a good relationship now. You shouldn't impose, but you have to learn to descend. You shouldn't try hard, but you have to learn to really burden for people. Sometimes, even they see your eye, they know you're concerned about them, yet they don't feel pressure. You know, brother, it's a hard lesson. Says, become Enos. From Enos, become Canaan. From Canaan, become Mahalalel. Then from Mahalalel to become Jared. Eventually, not only the godly splendor, I also know how to descend myself so that I can be with all the brothers and sisters. I can become a blessing to all. Do you have this reality, Lord, covering me? Everyone is afraid of brother. Maybe you young people don't. Actually, I'm so afraid. I even told him more than once. I said, brother, I'm afraid of you. Which means I'm not that afraid. Right? If you're really afraid, how dare you tell me? Brother, I'm afraid of you. But, you see, he always like to be with you. Do you get my points? He says he wants to be with him. He says, old, good grandfather. Says, oh, good father. You know, brother, learn. Today you are not father, grandfather, right? But learn to be their brother and sister, even their younger brother and sister, but lovely. By what? By, I enjoy, experience this marvelous Christ, at the same time, I descend myself. May Lord have mercy. Sorry, I cannot continue. We still have 5 minutes, and we have some testimonies in just 5 minutes. Please feel free.